Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. We have two poets on the podcast today. The first is Maxime D. Schreier reading his poem, My Woven Kippa. And the second is Matthew E. Henry reading two poems. The first one is called Found. The second one is called Subtlety, an Essay. Maxime D. Schreier is a bilingual author and a professor at Boston College. He was born in Moscow and emigrated in 1987. His recent books include A Russian Immigrant, Three Novellas, and also Immigrant Baggage, a memoir. Schreier's new collection of poetry, Kinship, is forthcoming in April 2024 from Finishing Line Press. Dr. Matthew E. Henry is the Boston-born author of the full-length collections The Colored Page and The Third Renunciation, as well as several chapbooks. He also has a collection forthcoming from Harbor Editions. He is editor-in-chief of The Weight Journal, an associate poetry editor at Pigeonholes, an associate editor at Rise Up Review, and is the 2023 winner of the Solstice Literary Magazine Stephen Dunn Poetry Prize. Here first is Maxime D. Schreier.
My name is Maxime Schreier.
That was Matthew E. Henry.
I'm a professor at Boston College and a bilingual poet in English and Russian.
And before that, you heard Maxime D. Schreier reading his poem,
Kinship,
My Woven Kippa.
Is coming out in April of 2024 with Finishing Line Press. I'm very happy to be part of Vita Poetica. I will read a poem titled My Woven Kippa. I wrote this poem about 3 weeks after the horrific genocidal attack by Hamas on Israel, which for me, as an American and Israeli of Jewish-Russian origin, was a shock, still is a shock on many levels. My woven kippa. I bought my kippa from an old mystic who spends his days at Shuk HaKarmel. My kippa is woven from many strands, black like memory of the ninth of Av, blue like the eyes of murdered Litvak maidens, white like the linen shroud I will wear to my burial, coarse like salt from the Dead Sea, soft like sand of the Negev, silken like milk of Bedouin camels. My best childhood friend from Moscow, who lives north of Tel Aviv in a rickety building without a bomb shelter, told me, "You've become a religious Zionist." When we spoke 2 or 3 days after the Hamas attack, and I was seething with useless words of righteous rage. I didn't want to argue. My friend stood in the landing by the window. Missiles were flying across his phone screen.
By Matthew E. Henry. A Midrash Katan is a little story, a little exposition, paying homage to the rabbinic tradition, the rabbinic genre of the Midrash Rabbah, the great Midrash, which are commentaries on passages from the Hebrew Bible. In this case, this poem is responding to a passage in the Christian New Testament and melding in a story from my life as a high school teacher. Found. Midrash Katan on Luke 15. Sometimes you must abandon the children. Leave the 23 for the one whose face is melting in the glass of your classroom door. The one collapsing in arms which can't fully connect around a backpack as her forehead dents your chest, her keening and tears soaking the front of your shirt. You can't worry about the rest. The oblivious, content sneaking scream time under a desk. The dutiful, working to compose an essay on how the shepherd, the woman, the father are not God, unless they imagine God an incompetent steward misplacing precious things. They might. You can't worry about the knowing who, in reverence, remember their own wildernesses, wanderings which once brought them to this same door. Those who avert their eyes, hearing the sobs and the footsteps away as bittersweet rejoicing. The lost sought. The cost counted. Sometimes you must act quickly. But no. Down the hall, the elder scribes and Pharisees will murmur in the faculty lounge. Subtlety, an essay. Midrash Katan on Genesis 3. She asked if an intersectional, anti-racist reading would recast the serpent as white, male, cishet, upper middle class, comfortable salary job, 401k, twice divorced, single, childless, expensive-looking suit, nice-ish shoes, leased luxury car. Confident in his approach, speaking with his full chest, no sibilant whispers, to the woman at the bar beside her wife, deftly coiling rhetorical questions into the, well, actually, of his intent. She said, it all makes sense. After getting the response he came for, losing his legs seemed to bother him less than being interrupted by a woman.
That was Matthew E. Henry reading his two poems, Found and Subtlety, an Essay. And before that, you heard Maxime D. Schreier reading his poem, My Woven Kippah. You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org. where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.